is awesome. Right on time. Right on time.
I love it.
Right on time.
Go ahead, Pat. Love it.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Girls with Dogs, a podcast where two girlfriends get together once a week and we talk about our dogs. And I'm here with my girlfriend, Kathy Bennett of Groovy Golden Doodles. And I am Kimberly Gauthier of Keep the Tail Wagging. And what you just heard was the nonsense of my dogs, because I think some horrible monster just dropped off a package on our porch. So, Kathy, what's going on with you?
Girl, listen, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Will you be my Valentine? What are you doing for St. Patrick's Day? I had to get it all out. It seems like forever since we've talked. Oh my God.
I know. It's been about 3 weeks.
So much has gone on. I don't even know where to start, but I'm going to try to keep it all dog specific. First of all, congratulations. This is episode 20. Mm-hmm. And did you see the Buzzsprout email?
Yes.
About 1,500
downloads. Plus
downloads. I was like, all right, all right. So I really got pumped. So for everybody who is listening now, thank you. And for everybody who came back to listen for some more, you rock. So let me just tell you what's been going on with me.
All right.
Jackson had his surgery and that went well, but who would have known that only my dog could be allergic to stitches? So that took a massive amount of time and attention because we had to get the stitches taken out. He would not heal. And then I had to run around with that wound care stuff. Like you said, it was magic. It is magic. And so now we're healed. It's closed. The hair's growing back. We ended up traveling with the stinky dog for Christmas because it hadn't healed and the vet said no bath. Mm. And I was like, no what? And he said, I'm sorry, you know, no bath. So we did make the journey. It was really hard for Harley, but even though back in episode, whatever that was, and we were talking to Lynn out in Canada, I mean, Lindsay, I really, really want to thank her for helping me and making all of my fears go away about Harley and having a pet sitter come to the house. But he was just slipping and sliding too much mm-hmm. on the stairs, and it was really concerning me, and I wasn't going to have a good time. But speaking of slipping and sliding, I've done two things with Harles. I have ordered, and I don't know if you've ever heard of these before, but sure you have.
Those no slip things?
They're indoor grip socks for senior dogs.
Nice.
Yeah. Not expensive. I only need them for the back legs. Mm-hmm. They're called grippers, non-slip dog socks. Not putting it out there, but you can find it on Amazon. It's just traction control for senior dogs. And I'm thinking if he wears the booties when he's in the house and he's up and down the stairs, he won't slide. That's what happens. He gets to the landing and he looks like a canine version of Tom Cruise in Risky Business going across the floor. But nobody is filming him. So I went with that. And it is time for him to have a joint supplement. Mm-hmm. So I started him on the Cosequin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think I'm supposed to do 2 tablets a day for the first 4 weeks to get it into his system.
I would recommend keeping it at 2 tablets.
Really?
Yeah. When it comes to, you know, joint supplements, they have this thing where they want you to start it off at a level and then bring it down, and that's your maintenance level. And in my conversations with veterinarians in the past, when your dog shows a need for a joint supplement, don't drop it down to a maintenance level. Leave it up there. The maintenance level is more for like Apollo. He's at almost 3 years old. You know, I'll give him, he gets a joint supplement, but he just gets the maintenance level because he's fine. Same with Scout and Zoe, even though they're older, their joints are doing really good. So they're at a maintenance level. Whereas Rodrigo, because he does need more joint support, he's at the higher level daily.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to take that into consideration because you've never steered me wrong. I'll double check with the vet when I get through this first pack. Mm-hmm. There's 60 in a bag.
Yeah.
So I figured, well, this is real easy. I don't have to worry about when am I 30 days up because there will be no more tablets.
Yeah.
And then I can kind of reassess. I'm kind of interested to look to see if I'm going to notice any kind of changes in his behavior. What I do know is that sometimes I can see, it's really weird, his back legs tremble a little bit, like he's uncomfortable. What really made me call the vet is when they had their bath Wednesday, I go to pick them up and they kind of chill out in one huge crate. And of course, for sanitary purposes, the crates are steel, stainless steel. So they're easy to clean, don't carry, you know, any bacteria and stuff like that. And so usually they just let them out because they're crazy and they're all excited to see me and they jump up and down and then it's like 2 minutes and it's done and I can leash them up and we go home. Mm-hmm. Well, Harley looked like a newborn calf. Kimberly, it was breaking my heart. He could not stand up and get his traction with his back legs. And he wanted so bad to get out of there to see me and just to see him struggle. And I was like holding back tears. And I said, okay, I've got to do something. And that's when I said, let me find some socks, something. I was thinking about you with the pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
That you made. And yeah. I said, if I have to get some baby booties and then put some adhesive on the bottom and show Kimberly, I too am an inventor on Shark Tank. And then because all the other ones I've seen are rubber and they're for outdoor, you know, inclement weather, cold weather.
Yeah.
And I just need something for in the house. So I'm really looking forward to getting them. They were only $21.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I got four. So that means I've got, you know, two to spare. And so I'm kind of
looking forward to see how he does. This is this joint supplement that I give to my dogs.
WinPro.
Yeah.
Hip and joint.
So I've been using this for years. I started it with Sydney when she was still alive. And within 48 hours, Sydney, who just had trouble with mobility, trouble standing up, she was like up. I walked into the kitchen and she was up on the counter. Looking around, what's up here? Yeah. And I grabbed my camera and took a picture and sent it to them because I was like, what the, and it was just little things like that where she could, for a long time, she couldn't put a whole lot of weight on her back legs. And then after this, she could. So now all of my dogs are on this. Rodrigo gets two a day and the other dogs get,
let me see what it looks like. Open up the jar. Are they chewable?
Yeah, they're chewables.
I'm all into the chewable food. So, yes. So do me a favor. I'm going to send you, I'm sending you the grippers link. And would you put the supplement link on there too?
Yeah. And the Cosequin that you give, I get those too, because you can get them at Costco when they go on sale and I'll buy a few containers of them. So, my other dogs, they still get the Cosequin as well. So I don't have to give them both. It's just that I bought so much Cosequin last year when it went on sale that I just transferred it, to a jar right here.
Oh my God.
That jar was filled completely up with those because I had so much of it. I think I have like two or three more bottles of it left. So, but it's nice because it's an inexpensive supplement and a little goes a long way. The Cosequin one. So that's why I like having it on hand. Cause at first I was just giving WinPro to Sydney and Rodrigo because they're my senior dogs and the other dogs were getting that one, but now all of the dogs get this.
Oh, okay. I asked her about Jax and she looked at me. She said, no, don't give Jax anything, please. And I thought, okay.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, what's so funny about it is that I've heard mixed, you know, messages when it comes to joint supplements and dogs, because we had this conversation a long time ago about joint supplements and like how old do our dogs need to be. And I've heard some people say you should start your dog on joint supplements like at 4-5 years of age. And some people are like, no, the second they're out of adulthood, you should be supporting that joint health, but you just don't give them as much you just give them a little bit to keep them going. Other people are wait until your dog shows the signs. Everyone has an opinion. And so I've just got to the point where I just do what's working for my dogs with the understanding that I might have to adjust as I get new information.
When Harley turned 10, I don't know why I thought 10 was a magic number that everything started to go to hell in a handbasket with your senior dog. And I remember asking the vet and she said, we will know. She said, mm-hmm. there's really no need. It's not like you're going to prevent anything. She said, a lot of dogs based on breed and characteristics or genetic makeup are predisposed to maybe show signs that they may need a little assistance before others. And mm-hmm. she said, you'll know, we'll know. I guess by the degenerative.
Oh, degenerative.
Yes. Thank you very much.
I think I said that right.
You did. And we're not going to try to say it again. but yeah, so I'm okay with him being on it now. And I just want to see what's going on. But what's going on? What's happening with you besides the fact that you are now among the living because you were really, really sick?
I was sick for 2 weeks. We don't know if it was COVID or the flu. I did take one of those home tests only to find out later on that they're not always as reliable. I tested negative, but we decided to quarantine just in case because we were both so sick. Fortunately, not at the same time. I mean, we overlapped each other. Mm-hmm. So I started feeling better as he started going down. I think the thing that was most interesting is when you're that sick, where you can just barely move, fever, headache, everything, the dogs still need to be taken care of. And my dog walker was sick. He actually had COVID, but he had all the exact same symptoms. So he couldn't come and take care of the dogs. It was up to me. And we had a snowstorm. So that was, mm-hmm. that was nice because I had prepared for the snowstorm. So I went grocery shopping. I got everything that we needed, batteries for the flashlights, fuel for the generator in case we'd lost power. We had everything. So I was ready to huddle in. I just didn't expect that I'd be curled up in a bed sick, but, yeah, the dog still needed to be taken care of. So I was outside in my pajamas and a flashlight picking up dog poop.
It's like, she would just, hey, but did you trip on any mushrooms?
I did not trip on any mushrooms. Thank God. But yeah, I cannot stand. It's like when it comes to, when it's going to snow here, I'm like a maniac when it comes to cleaning up that yard. I already have a system where I pick up poop every other day in the yard. I clean up the yard every day to every other day. But when it's going to snow, I'm cleaning up the yard like twice a day because there's nothing like having a foot of snow and then a week or so later having to go and clean up a yard that four dogs have been pooping in for a week, mm-hmm. week and a half until the snow. So
let's change the subject. That's just, I just got a visual and I didn't like it.
And so I was out there in my pajamas and my rain boots and a flashlight, you know, cause I would, you know, wake up and be like, oh, I need to go clean up the yard. And I would go clean up and I did a good job. So when the snow melted, I was just like, I kicked butt, even though I was sick. So that was my pride and joy.
It's the little things that mean so much to us. I mean, come on now.
But yeah, it was just making it through those couple weeks. And now we're on the other end of it. The house is clean. The dogs are alive. We're alive. And we're podcasting again.
And we're podcasting again. Yeah. So let's talk about that. I really wanted to try this podcast because I thought somewhere in the back of my mind that maybe a few people out there would enjoy listening to us. But, you know, hey, stick your chest out a little bit. We have a following. I'm just so excited about that. I'm ready to interview more people, bring some folks on.
I know. I put out some feelers for people to see people who want to come on, and I kind of dropped the ball during the holidays and after being sick. So we'll have to start that up again.
But
yeah, it's just like, we've gotten a lot of really great compliments from people, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when we're sitting here talking, we're having a good time, but it's hard to know how it's being received.
So listen, I want to talk to you about this book.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to finish reading it. And then I think what's probably makes more sense is I just drop it in the mail to you. So my coworker left this on my desk over the Christmas holidays. Can you read it?
Oh, nice. Show me more of the cover, because I feel like I have that book.
It's a book by a woman called Hannah Malloy. Uh-huh. And it says, "What's My Dog Thinking? Understand Your Dog and Give Them a Happy Life." And it is one of those type books that it's such an easy read. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, you don't have to be in the right frame of mind. So it's become my at work lunch book, you know. So when mm-hmm. I'm having lunch at my desk, I just open the book up and I read it. But I have to give him a shout out because I thought that this was really the cutest note ever. You know, somebody gives you a book and then they inscribe it. Mm-hmm. But this just tickled me and it just keeps me smiling. He said, "Merry Christmas, Kathy. You may already know most or all of the things in this book, but even a pastor carries a Bible." I thought that was too funny for words, but it's a really easy book. She hits on some things that I've thought of before, but not necessarily thought of in this type detail. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of enjoying it, and I'm starting to watch a lot of what the dogs are doing, especially at work, because this is helping me understand if Jax is doing something because I want him to do it, or is he really enjoying this time with this particular stranger, be it a patient or a physician. So it's pretty interesting. So when I finish it, I shall share it with you.
Now, I put it on my shopping list.
Well, you know what? Just go ahead and buy it yourself.
What's funny is that it came up with another book that I already have called Doggy Language. And I need to go and find that book. Because I never finished it.
Yeah, put both of those links up there too.
Okay, because I think that would be fun to check out. But yeah, I added it to my shopping cart because that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of shopping carts. I was going to say that I ordered some sweaters and coats for the dogs in December, never showed up. And it's interesting because pre-COVID, I would have been just absolutely annoyed that I ordered something and never showed up. I called the company and they're just sort of like, "Hey, we put it in the shipping. So you got to call FedEx and track it down yourself." And I'm like, okay. And I call FedEx and they're like, "Oh yeah, we marked that as lost like a week ago because we can't find it." Yeah.
What?
And I'm like, you guys don't tell anybody or what? And it's just like, what's going on? And I call back the company and say what happened. And they're like, "Well, for one time only, we will do you the courtesy of sending you another package." And I'm like, no. This is not you doing me a one-time courtesy. I paid for the clothes. You had no problem taking my money. Now I would like you to fulfill the order. You guys are the ones. I didn't lose that package. And finally, after going back and forth with the company, I just said, "You know what, you guys, just give me my money back. I'm not going to play with y'all." But it reminded me of how important it is, because I think we get so used to ordering online because it's convenient, it's easy, you know exactly what you want. You can read the mm-hmm. reviews right there. It'll recommend other stuff that might go with it. It just everything. And then it shows up either later that day or the next day. I mean, it's easy to order online. And I feel like Amazon has spoiled all of us. But I didn't order this from Amazon. I ordered it directly from the company because they had a sale going on. And I never got my package. And the customer service was pretty, little shady. But it reminded me of how important it is to support local small businesses. Because, even though, we order online and we do these things because we save money and you get free shipping and all that type of stuff. So it ends up being cheaper to just order it online. Whereas if I would have paid a few more dollars, it wouldn't have been too much more, but a few more dollars and went to a local pet store, got what I needed, I would have had it. And then I would have supported my local pet store. And so it's just sort of like, I think it's interesting because I know that the I've heard a lot of people complaining about products being lost. Johan's been waiting for something to be shipped here for about 3 weeks now. He's been calling trying to find out where his package is.
Really?
Yeah. And it's a big expensive one too. So I'm assuming, but yeah, apparently a lot of these shipping companies, you know, everyone's dealing with, you know, low staffing issues and shipping issues and supply chain issues. And it's one of those where I think it's time for us to start thinking about backing up and supporting our local pet stores and local businesses, because yeah, I mean, it does cost a little bit more, but if we put a price on our frustration, you know, it's like, is it really that much more?
Because
if I went to the pet store and got some coats and sweaters, I don't think that they would have been like, well, we'll do you the courtesy of allowing you to buy that today.
No. They would have said, do I need to gift wrap this for you?
The email exchange was pretty hilarious because it was just like, are you insane?
Well, anybody would think that our conversations are, what's a good word? Fixed, but they're not. I promise you, we have no idea most of the time what we are going to talk about. But you were talking about ordering stuff, mm-hmm. and I could not wait to tell you. Okay, I'm a Shark Tank fanatic. Okay, and I'm that person that I'm in the bed. I've got Shark Tank on my iPad, and I have my phone in my hand. So when I see these episodes, and it's something that I'm interested in, I will first pull it up on my phone to see, is this real? Like, did they make it? Because I don't always stay awake. Hence how you got your tea, mm-hmm. because of Shark Tank. So go to this website called Dog Threads, dogthreads.com. They make the cutest matching t-shirts, pajamas, sweatshirts, matching dogs and human outfits.
Oh.
They are so adorable. And so what I've decided to do is buy a couple of sets for Jackson to take to wear to work.
Oh, I'm trying to find, because it's just giving me Facebook. I'm like, why isn't it giving me anything except for Facebook?
I cannot wait. So
this is cute.
They are so cute. You have to go and check them out. It's just a husband and wife, and they have flannels. Flannels I would die in, you know, because we just don't have that. I could walk in the street in a flannel, but when I get into the office, I would just be just too hot. But so I can't do any of their sweaters. But let me see. They have tropical flannel loungewear, sweaters, pajamas, t-shirts, and I just have to do it. I got to do it. I just think this is the cutest thing ever.
This is
and
really
since
cute.
I get to take my dog to work, we might as well at least twice a week bust out in our matching shirts.
Oh, this is cute. They have little like Hawaiian shirts and
yes. And the thing that cracks me up is that the dog shirts have buttons.
These are really cute. There are some really, I like that one. I'm going to have to get something.
Aren't they great? Look down on the t-shirts under the Sunday Fun Day.
Yes, I saw that.
T-shirt, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get something too.
Legend and Legacy. Graphic tees. I love it.
Oh, this is really cute. Okay. So I'm going to look at that later. That's going to be fun.
All right. So, and the only other thing is I'm waiting for the FedEx man to come today because I had to replace my dog dishes.
What did you go for?
This is pretty interesting. Well, it's a wonder that you said that because I really am not sure where it's coming from. You know, when you go down the rabbit hole and mm-hmm. you're just trying to find stuff and you don't know where you ordered it from, let's mm-hmm. try the big A. Maybe I got it from Amazon, but here's my deal. Remember we talked about water and parasites and stuff in the water. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like the fact that they were, once I started doing the reading, I didn't feel as comfortable with them sharing the same water bowl.
Right.
Now, I found out that there was no reason for me to feel that way. However, it made sense that I just go ahead and separate them because the height of the dishes, Jax has outgrown. So he's leaning down more for the food and the water than I think he should. Mm-hmm. Harley's height, it's okay, but it's a 3-bowl set. I can use that outside, you know, like if we're in the backyard, because we spend so much time outside in this climate. So I could use it in outside. I don't have to throw it away. But I found on Amazon, I found these acrylic, believe it or not, raised tilted pet feeders. So the bowls are stainless steel, but I went mm-hmm. further and purchased one of those slow feeders mm-hmm. because we're inhaling our food now, Jax is. So I said, okay, but why I like this is it's going to give me 3 different heights. So Jax, of course, will have the tallest height.
Yeah.
And Harls will have the medium, but you can actually tilt the acrylic mm-hmm. shelf.
Nice.
Which will make it a little bit easier for Harley too to eat. So that's arriving. That'll be our weekend fun thing to put together.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I replaced 2 of the raised dishes in my house with neater feeders because the dogs are messy eaters and these keep the messes contained. So that was nice. And what sucks is that I'm horrible when it comes to sizes. So when I first ordered them, I ordered them from chewy.com and I got a size that was too small. So I had to go back and order a bigger size. And what I didn't realize was that, you know, I was just like, now I'm going to send this back. I contact them, let them know, hey, I got the wrong size. I need a bigger size. And they just told me, oh, okay, just donate the bowls to rescue and we'll send you the new sizes. No extra charge.
Yeah.
So I donated mm-hmm. the bowls to rescue.
Well, I was very disappointed in my 4-day search. And that's what it took me, 4 days to find the right ones. I mean, I found a lot of them, but I never knew dog bowls could be so expensive. I found some that were absolutely gorgeous, but for Jax's size, mm-hmm. $270.
Did you find any of those? Like, did you look on Etsy? Because there are creative, beautiful ones that by the time I finished looking at them all, I had half convinced myself that I can make one.
I found one that it had like this kitchen barn type vibe mm-hmm. With the crossword. And then, you know, they have the nerve to want to personalize it and have the dog's name and all of that. And I was like, no, I just don't want their bowls to be the focal point of my kitchen. I just kind of want them to just kind of blend in. You know, people come into your kitchen and then they go, oh, what beautiful dog bowls. It's not what I spent all this money renovating the house for. But yes, and I am not a big Etsy person. I always have to remember to mm-hmm. go to Etsy.
I love Etsy.
And look at, and a lot of the therapy dog teams do beautiful bow ties and barrettes and collars and leashes and stuff. And I'll always say, oh my God, that's gorgeous. Where did you get it? Etsy. So I always end up there, but that's never my first destination, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some, I mean, I've mentioned this before. I love dog collars. Only one of my dogs wears collars, but I love dog collars. And so I've gotten a few really cool ones off of Etsy.
Why? Well, if only one dog wears a collar, what do you do with the rest of them?
They're in a drawer and we switch out Apollo's collar every week.
Oh, you mean in the house?
Yeah. He likes to have a collar on.
Oh, see, nobody wears anything. Everybody's naked in my house. Yeah,
that's what the other dogs are. We've just never been a collar people because we walk on harnesses. but when Apollo came, he had a collar on him and we took it off and he looked so concerned. So we put it back on. And after that, I just started getting him new collars and it will. You could pull out a collar and he comes and sits in front of you so you can put it on him.
Oh, well, listen, if that is something that makes him happy, then by all means, please keep that boy happy.
So we have a bowl full of collars. We have a bowl full of Chuck-It balls for Scout because he loves his Chuck-It balls. But yeah, our house is all about the dogs.
I'm going to challenge you. Oh, my God. I have a fun fact.
Oh,
ready? I'm so excited. I want
to. All right.
But I got to get it right. So I got to go to my notes because
I have a question for you too.
I have notes. So please don't ask the question until I get to my fun fact because I'll forget because you know, I'm older than you are. First of all, did you know that when people talk about how to calculate a dog's age, what does everybody say? Just take
7 years,
right?
Multiply it by 7.
Yeah.
Take your age, multiply it by 7. No.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay. So dogs grow faster than humans.
Mm-hmm.
So a 1-year-old dog is like a teenage human.
Oh.
And a 2-year-old dog is like a human of 24 years. Therefore, at the first year, your dog is the equivalent of a 16-year-old at his first birthday. And at a second birthday, he's 24. And every year after that, you add 5.
Mm.
So tell me the age of your dog.
So, they're 24 at 2.
Yes.
So
how old are they?
Rodrigo, 8.
So Rodrigo's 8.
9 times 5 is what?
45.
So
are you an accountant?
Not right now.
Okay.
45. So 69. So Rodrigo's 69 years old.
Yeah.
That's all right.
No, all right. I thought that's, you know, hey.
That's all right.
I had Harley at 84 and I think he's 79 now or something like that.
Yeah.
So that was my fun fact for this week.
Okay. So my question for you is,
oh God,
did you ever use the dryer sheets and what were your thoughts?
Oh God. Yes. Okay. First of all, if you have to go, we have to reference these podcasts. So, do you remember the first time we mentioned the dryer sheets?
No.
Yeah? Nah?
Yeah.
I do know that we talked about them on episode 15.
Okay.
So we did revisit, but the first time we talked about them, I'm not sure. Let me just tell, episode 10 and then episode 15.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Get off me. Get off me. No.
God. All of a sudden, Apollo appeared in the screen and you were gone. I love them.
Yeah.
I will buy more. Now, am I finding that they're doing something with the hair? Hard to say because, you know, my boys don't shed a whole lot. I think the only time I used to see hair kind of stuck to a material would have been some of Lee's cheaper Sunday socks, you know, because he walks around barefoot and, but I haven't seen that lately, but I think as a dryer sheet, they're big enough and they just seem to hold much better in the dryer. And I love the way they smell.
Oh
and
yeah.
My they clothes smell nice. Feel softer because I want them to feel softer. So I've convinced myself that they're softer so I can continue to buy them. But I love them.
I will not continue to buy them only because I think that they're overpriced. But I did love them. So I will buy them when they go on sale.
You say it like they're all gone.
Oh, yes, they're all gone. They're all gone. We do a lot of laundry here.
I did not reuse them. I am not a dryer sheet reuser.
I don't think you could though.
Double dick in my Keurig K-Cup. I can't stand that. When people say, oh, hit it again. And I'm like, oh Jesus, no. You know, it's a one and done K-Cup. But no, I really, really liked it. I asked Lee and he just didn't have any kind of a comment. So
I can't say that, you know, anything changed with the hair, but that's because, you know, I don't go anywhere where dog hair isn't you know, where acceptable? It's a problem. Yeah, where it's a problem. I mean, because I don't work at, I work at home, and yeah, I don't go anywhere. So it's like not a big deal.
Well, again, I don't really see dog hair, but here's what I did notice. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have made them in my head the best balance sheets ever. and we're just going to leave it at that. Okay. I just, you know, right. But I have a question for you.
Okay.
In episode 19, we had a homework assignment.
Did we? What was
we were going to get our partners to sign our canine custody agreement.
Oh, that's right. That's right. No, I didn't do that because I got sick. But Johan did make a comment because we were stuck in the house and cranky. So he was talking about he was fed up with the winter time and he was moving to Puerto Rico and he was taking Scout with him. And I think I must have had a like, I'm going to kill you look across my face because he backtracked.
Well, good. I'm glad that you did it because I didn't. So now we have something to do this week. Aha. I'm not going to let you get away with that. We're going to see how difficult it is to get them to sign it. So if you don't have a clue what we're talking about, then revisit or visit episode 19. There are such things as canine custody agreement templates out online. People are downloading them and signing them prior to their breakups in the event that there is a breakup. Here's a disclaimer. Kimberly and Johan and Kathy and Lee are not breaking up. Nope. We just were wondering
how hard
the strange
is it?
Look and probably profound words that we may hear and see if we present this and say, could you just sign this? So that was the whole test to just see if people are really doing that. But yeah. So
yeah. Well, so there's that. But that's about it. Yeah.
So what's on your horizon for next week?
Next week, as an accountant. I know I said I was an accountant a few minutes ago, but I am an accountant. This is year end. So I was getting ready for tax season at my day job. So that's, and then I'm still cleaning up my blog. A month ago, I decided to go through my blog, through all the old posts and either rewrite them or delete them. And I'm just basically doing about two or three posts and anywhere, depending upon what I find, two or three posts a day. I'm trying to just get that done. I have 500 posts to go, just going through and cleaning that up. It's funny because when you go back and look at stuff that you wrote 5-6 years ago, mm-hmm. and I'm going through and I'm reading it and I'm like, this is just crap. this isn't helpful at all.
It was almost like, how much were you drinking?
Exactly.
It's just before. Like, four.
Why did I hit publish on this? Cause it's like, it's not helpful at all. Or, you know, or I don't agree with it anymore. So my opinion on something has completely changed because of new information or just a new experience. So I'm glad that I'm doing this because there's a lot of content out there that needs to go away or be corrected. So that's my focus right now. And I'm going to rewrite my book. Because going through all these old posts makes me realize, I bet you this book could use a little refresher because I have some.
Well, I'm actually, I'm expanding on my, you know, Golden Doodles from A to Z and hope to publish that this first quarter. mm-hmm. Got some stuff to do on the website, but I'm out of my funk in mm-hmm. terms of blogging. So all you Ooh. Groovy Golden Doodle people, look out Sunday or Monday.
You know post, what we should do? We should do the April A to Z challenge together.
Why? I mean, no, that came out so wrong. Okay. Oh, that came out so wrong. Let me fix that. Why?
So that wasn't better. Your dog wants to leave the room.
Harley, you want to leave? You can't right now. I'm not finished.
He's just
standing there staring at me because isn't that sad?
He's just like, I'll just stand here and wait.
You're not enjoying this episode? Is that what it is? And Harley is saying, it's 3:55. You know, I eat at 4.
But that is just too funny.
Okay, so go back. When you said we should do it together, help me with the together part.
Well, I just thought we could both be doing it. On our individual blogs, we could do a Rafi.
So I'm going to rewind this subject right here. Okay. What's that rewind sound? You know, and I'll say it again. Why?
Well, I'm going to do it. Okay. I should say this. I'm going to tell myself I'm going to do it.
Uh-huh.
When April rolls around, I'm going to be like, whatever.
Mark your calendars, everybody. Let's ask her the last Saturday in March if she's ready.
Leave me alone. But I do. I want to do it. I miss doing that. It was fun. Okay. I don't think I'll do blog posts though, because that's a lot of work. But I was thinking of doing a social media thing, like every day, you know, except for Sundays, I think it is. But have a letter and do A to Z, like on Instagram and Facebook. The look on your face. I don't like it.
Oh, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So, Lord have mercy. All right. Well, I would like to end.
I'm going to talk you into it.
I'd like to end with something like, well, we'll see, or let me think about it. But no, I'm going to stick with why. I'm trying to get back to blogging twice a week. Let that be my goal.
I'm going to do it on social media. And I think next weekend, I'm going to make all of the posts all on one day and get them scheduled. And then I don't have to worry about it.
You're going
to
do it about raw feeding?
Well, probably, since that's my niche. So yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense, since it's my niche.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will not be following her down this road. Not going to do it. Well, not at all. All right. Well, I guess I need to feed Harley because he has to move.
He just standing at the door. Okay. Well, wonderful chatting with you, my dear.
He hasn't moved. It was. Stay safe, okay?
All right.
Talk to you later. Bye.